Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. He is a man on a mission. Jody Jameson trying to break the new Canadian record for most wins in a single season, and he is driving anywhere there's a track. He'll be driving at Woodbine this weekend in the Ontario Sire Stakes Gold Super Finals, and he'll be our guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Jody Jameson's a busy man. In fact, as we speak, he is on his way from Flamborough to Woodbine, where this weekend he'll be racing in all but one of the Ontario Sire Stakes Gold Super Finals. Jody, welcome to Trot Radio. Good to have you on.
My pleasure, Norm. Great to be here.
Well, listen, you are really closing in on the all-time wins record for Canada. You, at the time of this interview, racked up three more at Flamborough. If my math is right, that takes you up to, what, 672?
You know, I'm not 100% sure of the number right now. All I know is I'm showing up every day, trying to win every race that I'm in. And, you know, thus far I've been incredibly fortunate to have the support of the horse people and the racetracks to facilitate this record-breaking year for me.
Well, you certainly have. In fact, you drove in every race this afternoon at Flamborough, so that says something about the kind of support you're getting. Keep at it. The magic number is, 739 is the mark you're trying to beat, held by McDonald, of course, which he set in 2005. Now, let's just talk about the OSS night. You've got drives in all but one of them, and how do you assess your chances here? I think you're starting with a three-year-old filly's Cheap Motel, right?
It's something, you know, Super Final Night is just, it's nice to be there, and like in years gone by, I've raced horses, you know, in one of them or two of them, or, you know, I don't think I've ever had a drive in every Super Final at any year that they've had the Super Finals, so it's nice to be that sought after, to have the drives that I do have this year. My competition varies. My drives vary. I got some real nice horses. I think Cheap Motel followed me last week. I raced a filly called Village Java, who I'm very high on, and she followed me last week and couldn't beat me. She's got her work cut out for her. She's in against Not Enough and the Brainerd crew there, the Bulletproof Enterprises stable. They're going to be tough to beat. They'll be tough to race against, and, you know, I'm excited for the opportunity. I haven't done a lot of racing for the Brainerd barn this year, and, you know, it'll be fun to do some of that on Saturday.
Well, certainly Tracy Brainard is proving to be one hot trainer. Race 5, you've got JL Express and the 2-year-old colt Trot. You've driven this colt in each of his 9 races, including 3 wins. You think he can take on Magic Fruit and beat him?
I think we have bigger fish to fry in there. I think Zorgwick Kingpin is the one to beat. You know, but in saying that, there's a lot of, there's 8 or 9 good colts in there that are, you know, it's going to be a heck of a race. You know, we got the rail, which is going to go PR to our advantage. Last week we had the 9-hole, and, you know, I think I overdrove him. I moved him early, first over out of the 3-hole after landing, you know, in a good spot, and I had to move him. But, you know, I think we're going to be able to dictate the trip. I'm going to be able to dictate the trip this week, and I think it's going to mean a big difference to him. I think I'll be able to set up second over maybe and you know, have a little trot coming home, hopefully.
All right. Race 6, you've got Holloway. I saw this Maneri trainee win OSS Gold here at Rideau. You won with him the first time you drove him. Seems like a pretty handy sort.
He has, Holloway's been a nice colt. They purchased him privately off Joe Houdon, who's had a banner year so far. Joe turned this colt over to Dave Maneri after a private purchase, like I said, and he's immediately, I think he's about paid back the new owners.
It's
almost like a free horse now. He's been a real nice horse. We raced him in Ottawa, like you said. And he won his elimination, and he won his final. Won the final, which was the first time I drove him. He was sick last start in London and couldn't make the eliminations, but I don't think that's going to hurt him. I schooled him on Monday morning, and he schooled very good. Everything, he came out of the schooler very well. Dave thinks he's in top form. You know, the 8-hole is a bit of a tough spot, but he's a stone closer. I put him on the front a couple times now, and he's been no good. I think he's going to, once he sees horses in front of him, he's going to be one of the horses to beat, I think.
Now, in race 7, you've got O.K. Boromir, another one that was a gold elimination winner here at Rideau. He's up against some class in the 3-year-old pacing colts and geldings, wouldn't you say?
I've watched this horse race all year, you know, and he's had good trips and bad trips, and I think I can bring something to the table with this horse. Even though he's got the 10-hole, again, I think there's like 3 Tracy Brainerd horses in there who are always tough, but, I mean, Fast Pay's in there. you know, I think there's going to be some racing up there, and I think I'm going to be able to set this horse up in a position where he's going to be competitive.
Race 8, you've got Parlay and the 3-year-old Trotting Colts. Seems like a nice horse, but given to breaks, what's your take on him?
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed with him. He could break at any time, but he's been good for me. He should have won his last start that I drove him, but he's scoped sick, and he's had some health issues leading up into the race. I also schooled him on Monday, and although he didn't school quite as good as Holloway, I think he'll be fully prepared come Saturday night, and I think he's the you know, there's some nice horses in there, but I really think he's the class of the field.
Race 9, you've got the Big Scoop up against the likes of Western Silk, Bay Girl, Tis to Dream.
Well, she's really up against it. She had the 10 hole and the 9 hole her last couple starts, and you know, I let her out the gate. It seems like she wants to pull you right out of there, so I let her out last week, and she just didn't have any pace finishing. Granted, they went 52 in a piece. It was very you know, a difficult mile for her to be able to keep up, so we're hoping to get a check in there.
You are in against another millionaire in Elusive Desire in Race 10. You're going to be driving Novelty As. Got your work cut out for you there.
Yeah, but, you know, she's been coming around all year long. She's been knocking on the door, and, you know, a couple times I put her on the front and just got picked up late, and I'm expecting some good things from her. She's had some time to freshen up, and, you know, I think when she drew a good post and she qualified very good 2 weeks ago, and she raced kind of a tough start, but I think her second start back after that layup, I think she's going to be good.
You know what I like about your take on these, Jody? You don't give the typical driver response to a desperate owner by saying, he'll be all right.
So. Well, I enjoy being asked to get on the air, Norm, and, you know, and I'm trying to be as honest as possible, and, you know, if my answers come out and sound good, that's even better.
Well, they sure do, and you do give an honest account of what your chances are. We're going to be down there on Saturday and looking forward to seeing you bring home some winners, and good luck in the quest for 740 wins, Jody Jameson.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Super Finals night at Woodbine. That is going to be great. Can't wait to get there. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Boer Communications.